Talking shit about a pretty sunset, blanketing opinions that I'll probably regret soon. Changed my mind so much I can't even trust it. My mind changed me so much I can't even trust myself.
Thank you. Good evening. This is Hannah of It's Always Sunny in Medford. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is my first show in about a month. And today I'm playing a whole lot of Carsey Headrests because a year ago today I shot my first ever professional photo or concert photography shoot, however you want to word this, for Melisma Magazine here at Tufts, and I shot Carsey Headrest, which is my favorite band for a couple years, and I think I would still reckon they're my favorite band. So I've got a whole, as you can hear, a whole set list of Carsey Headrest tonight. And I'm going to be talking over a few of the songs because this band tends to have quite long songs and I want to make sure that we're hearing everything. So this was Broken Birds, Rest in Pieces by Carsey Headrest. And right now is Something Soon by Carsey Headrest off of their 2015 album, Teens of Denial. Enjoy.
We'll be right back. your dreams will come true if you sleep in the right bed. Tell me what time it is. I've been working on my plan. I'm gonna fall in love forever. Won't you tell me what time it is? How can wood live longer than me? How can glass live longer than me when it breaks so easily?
Can we make an exception for the peace it needs?
Have a special guest here now. Tomorrow's DJ at 10 o'clock p.m. same time as tonight, but on a Monday, it is Mr. Isaac Dane.
Hello. How's it going, y'all?
He gave me the inspiration to do a car seat headrest playlist tonight, so if anybody's mad, direct your anger towards him.
Well, I didn't pick the songs.
No, but you were like, what if you did all car seat headrests, like, as a joke? And then I was like, no, wait, I would do that.
No, I've had the thought before, if I should just play one album or one artist, and then never quite committed to it, but it's floated around up here, and you just end up being the first one to use it.
I might maybe do the same tomorrow.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I can maybe, at the very end of the semester, do, like, just Twin Fantasy and just devastate everybody who's listening at Sunday at 10 p.m.
Would you, like, talk in between songs and, like, talk about how they made you feel? Or would you just be like, we're running it all the way through?
Yeah, I would feel weird talking in between songs because it almost sounds so personal. It feels like I'm like, what do I have to say about this?
Well, that'll be odd about playing it on the air in general to some extent. It's not about music in general, really.
Yeah.
Something very personal. And then it's like, well, the whole point of this is to be experienced by
right.
other people.
I think car seat headrest is a great example of, like, talking about that, because there's a lot of little 14-year-old freaks on the internet who like to go and be like, well, Will was dating this person in this year, and then this happened between them, so they broke up, and then the parents felt like this, and I'm like, you guys need to go outside.
It always takes...
And, like, breathe some fresh air, smell the bark on the trees.
The way that kind of stalker works, I think... I automatically sort of associate it with, like, the really, really famous performers.
Yeah.
But sometimes, especially with how the internet is now and very small, like, subgroups all being kind of a lot more active than they might otherwise be because they have the internet.
Right.
It means people without that level of fame can still get the same level of, like, harassment and, like, having stalkers and invasion of privacy that they might normally get from paparazzi instead is coming from very obsessed fans in a
right.
smaller fan base.
Yeah.
It's just interesting how that, even without a super large fan base, that can still happen.
It's kind of like, it's awkward too, because it's a small enough fan base where it's like, he's seen people and he's blocked people on Twitter for being, like, weird and creepy. And, you know, for any kind of background information, I say he because it's kind of one guy who founded the whole project, car seat headrest, and has been kind of, the captain of whatever's been going on, but he does have a band. Sorry, I'm laughing at an otherwise silly thing. But anyway, Yeah. He's definitely, in his years, especially before signing to a major label, being on, like, Tumblr and on, like, the just gross crevices of the internet where the little sea urchins all live, he's come across some weird comments. I've at least, like, from what I've seen.
I got a question for you.
Yeah?
What song is up next?
This is I Want You to Know That I'm Awake / I Hope That You Are Asleep.
Very good
Carsey
song.
Headrest.
Is this very good
was
song.
This the one that you said was also your top three favorite?
Yeah, it's like one of their songs where they have a small handful of them where it's just like, this is so incredibly good. This is almost
perfect.
It's
so like personal, but it's like relatable in a way.
I agree.
I think I'll just let it
let it play.
Let it play, for sure.
Hiding from you. was crying. Mother shook me by the shoulders, said you're ruining your life. I'm sorry that your bright young boy is dying. I know I dishonored the family name, but all I ever had was my heart. And I wake up a kid in a bed miles from home, but I'm too old to get a new start. I've heard I talk in my sleep, but my voice is too weak to hear the words I say. And I've been trying like hell to wake myself up, but dreams fall apart today.
We'll be right back.
PSA. If it's broke, why not try fixing it? In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can often cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it. To save you both time and money, search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you're going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry about further damaging it. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I do strongly second this. Before I got rid of a bunch of e-waste of mine, a Kindle Fire, an iPad Mini from 2013, I made sure to wipe them, and I'm pretty sure we donated them, or in some way recycled them. But try to fix it if you have the means to do so. I don't think I've named the songs I've played in a little while, so far, since I think I've last said so, we played Afterglow, Deadlines, Hostile, I Want You to Know That I'm Awake, / I Hope That You're Still Asleep, Dreams Fall Hard, Oh Starving, and that's it. All by Car Seat Headrest. I've got a bit of a kind of shuffled playlist, so some stuff I don't realize I played. But next up is Plane Crash Blues / I Can't Play the Piano by Car Seat Headrest, which all sounds, you know, all these titles are a little self-pitying.
There's a lot going on.
I don't know
on.
If you agree here.
There's a lot going on for sure.
Look, I mean, I'm willing to admit this band, you know, he whines a lot.
He does.
He whines a whole lot. But we don't have a whole lot of time here left, and Car Seat Headrest seems to take up a lot of time, so thank you, Isaac, for your PSA. This is Plane Crash Blues by Car Seat Headrest.
Anything to make you feel better. At least this time when it goes down in flames, no one could say that you're to blame. I forgot how to drive. That's why I'm taking this flight with all shit piled on the passenger seat. I just couldn't keep my eyes on the street. Now I go, ooh.
We're coming up on the end of the hour here. It is 10:54, so we have about 6 minutes left, which is just about the perfect length for this last song. Maybe a little too short, but it doesn't matter. It probably ends early. But recommended by Isaac here. This is Unforgiven Girl, in parentheses, She's Not In, by Car Seat Headrest.
Nice.
You gave me my Car Seat Headrest inspiration the other day. Can you explain your thought process behind that?
I hadn't listened to Car Seat Headrest in a while, and I was like observing that fact, and then went back and listened and messaged you about it because I know you listen to them a lot.
Oh yeah. I very much love them. Probably, like, in terms of, like, consistency, they're probably my favorite band because I listen to them a lot. Not as much now as I used to, but still, they have a big, impact on what I like. So, this song's, like, 7 minutes, so I'm not too concerned about it. But yeah, and I found it kind of special that you also like Car Seat Headrest, because that was, like, a big thing that I could relate to you with that was kind of, like, I don't know, a little strange. Like, I wasn't, like, a lot of my friends in high school just had no idea, you know, about this band, so it's kind of, like, fun to be able to talk to you about it, and you actually know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I listened to a lot sophomore, junior year high school.
Same, yeah, that's when I was super big into them. So, yeah.
It's very of that time.
Of course, yeah. I'm wondering how this guy's like 30 and he's still making music that works so awesome for 17-year-olds.
Well, I think you can say a lot about Madlow, but I think that was kind of part of it.
Yeah, just like the appeal to the like younger kids. I don't know. But this is also a band that I can see you simulating guitar right now. This is a big band that like maybe want to play guitar again in like 2020 over quarantine. So I started picking up a guitar a bit. I'm not very good, but I have some very base knowledge from My Chemical Romance and Car Seat Headrest. So I'm going to end this little microphone now. But this is Hannah and Isaac, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in 23 hours to hear Isaac and his Hour to Kill.
That'll be me. I'll be
That'll
on the
be
air.
Him. He'll be on the air, and it'll be very fun for everybody. So tune in, free up your schedule, and have a great week.
Have a good
night.
Thank
you for listening.
I feel like we both know it. I just want to ask. You're dancing, right? This is dancing. Unforgiving girl. It's an unforgiving world.